four-year, mm-hmm. six-year, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And then we also talked about financial support, which I assume there's some challenge between those two of having financial support long enough to support an individual that may take more than 6 years to get through. How do we address that going forward to be responsible in the utilization of the aid at the same time trying to improve that success rate?
Well, that's a $24 million question for us because it's extremely important. Let me back up. The profile of our students, if you look at the data from the Graduate College, you will find that it's taking our doctoral students longer to complete their degree, longer than the standard peer group. And that is a function of the fact that many of our doctoral students not only have a research assistantship, they work outside of their regular duties in order to support themselves because they're supporting family as well as themselves financially. So your point about the importance of calibrating financial aid in a way and strategically using that financial aid to get kids out, you know, to an advanced completion rate is an important one. I'm open to ideas and suggestions. I don't know exactly how we can do that, particularly given the fact that the average income of the students at UIC, Mary, $45,000 to $50,000 per year, right? And many of them come with debt, and many of them come from the Chicago Public Schools. It's a very complicated situation. I'm open to ideas and suggestions without a doubt on that one.
I guess as a follow-up to it, I'm curious where we're having other institutions cherry-picking, I think was the term that was used,
yes.
of high potentials. Are they facing the same problem as they're providing financial aid to those students that they're bringing out of our system, putting in their institution as we are, or not? Do we know that?
I don't know. Lon, do you know if that's the case, if the cherry-picking has...
I mean, what Dennis Holschneider told me, he's the head of DePaul, and he said that what they had been doing for the last few years and what they're embracing for their future is this notion of this notion of authentic admissions. And by that he means that he didn't think the ACT or the SAT was a great predictor of success at his institution. And they started to benchmark students who are successful there, try to figure out what about them it might indicate success, and started creating an admissions process that recognized those characteristics as more important than the ACT or the SAT, to the point where they eventually abandoned the use of those standardized tests. And he believes that he can now predict who is going to be successful in his institution, successful in, you know, not only in grades, but in completion and use of their financial aid, so that their aid is much more targeted to people who are going to finish school and be not saddled with enormous debt that they can't pay off by virtue of the fact that they don't have the job that they would have gotten had they gotten the credential of the diploma. And I think that guy is cherry picking our best students.
Yeah.
Well, we know he is. We had, as I said, Lon and I met with him, and we had an extensive conversation. And in fact, some of the interventions that we're utilizing in our student success plan, he is using at DePaul.
There's an interesting inversion. So just so everybody's aware, we now know that it does not matter, and I think I showed this at an ASAC committee meeting, mm-hmm. previously, that ACT does not predict graduation rate at all on this campus. It doesn't matter what college. Graduation rate is identical across. You're kind of tagged before you come here relative to ACT. The same is true, we also know, for GPA out of the high school. A little bit better predictor, but very poor as a predictor. Persistence was the big piece that they had identified. Students who persist in an activity for 4 years or 5 years, and that's a real challenge, to look at our student population and understand what those non-cognitive factors are, other than just looking in the kid's eyes and knowing whether he's going to graduate or not, or she's going to graduate. DePaul also has the ability to give emergency funds for